Hi guys, and welcome back to another DG Lab video. In today's episode, I'm going to be showing you how to use the long distance feature within the DG Lab app. There is absolutely loads coming up in today's video, so don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button, and let's get into it. Hi guys, I'm UK Daz, as always, and as I said at the start of the video, I will be showing you the long distance feature and how to use it in today's video. If you haven't heard of DG Lab before, they make affordable eSTIM units. Their current model is the Coyote 3, which has loads of accessories available to it. This can also be connected to your mobile phone via the app. You can control it yourself by a solo play, or you can let other people control it via the long distance feature. This leads me to what's coming up in today's video. Well, firstly, I'm going to be showing you how to generate a room within the DG Lab app. I'm then going to be showing you how to generate a QR code and room key. Either one of these two will let other people connect to your room. Once people have joined your room, they're going to be able to control your Coyote 3. I'm then going to show you all the buttons and features that can be used as a receiver and a controller within the DG Lab app. So there is absolutely lots coming up in today's video. I'm going to shut up and let you get into it. Okay, as you can see on our screen, we've got two mobile devices. The one on the left is going to be connected to our Coyote 3 via Bluetooth. The screen on the right is going to connect to the one on the left, and it's going to control our Coyote 3 via the long distance function. If you don't know how to connect your Coyote 3 to the DG Lab app, there is a video in the top right hand side of your screen that will show you how to do it. I'll put a timestamp here so you can jump back to this part of the video once you've watched it. As always, make sure that your Bluetooth is switched on, your Coyote 3 is switched on, and your DG Lab app is installed. All we're going to do now is simply open the app on both devices. You'll see the DG Lab splash screen appear, and you'll be taken to the DG Lab app main menu. The side we're going to concentrate on first is the left-hand side, and this is the one that's connected to our Coyote 3. If you own the Coyote 3, listen up, this bit of the video is for you, and it will tell you what you need to do to be able to let other people control your toy. The first thing we're going to do is click on the play button in the bottom left hand side of our screen. This will connect our toy to our device. It'll also take us to our Coyote 3 dashboard. What we're going to do next is click on the four dots in the top right hand side of our screen. This brings up a menu, and as you can see in the top middle, it says remote control. This is what we need to select. You'll then be taken to this menu here. The slide bars on the screen let you adjust the frequency and the intensity of the eSTIM device. The reason for these is to stop the controller from blasting you out and going beyond your limits. To put it simply, they can control it as much as they want within those set boundaries. Once we've configured those to our likings, we then need to create a room. This room lets other people connect to our device. The way we do that is by clicking on the toggle in the top right hand side of our screen. Now, this can be quite difficult to see if the brightness levels on your phone is not turned up. But trust me, it's there. Once you click on it, it will turn to yellow. You'll then be generated a QR code and a room code. You can share either of these, they both do the same job. As you can see, there is a copy button and a refresh button. The copy button does exactly what it says on the tin. It copies your room code and it allows you to paste it into emails or text messages. The refresh button generates you a new QR code and room key. When you do refresh the code, it stops any other previous versions from working. This means that anyone who has had the code before will no longer be able to connect. You would need to give them the new code for them to be able to control your toy again. Now we're at this stage, we're ready to let someone take control of our Coyote 3. And they'll be telling you as a controller what you need to do to take control of a Coyote 3. Wake up controllers, this bit's for you. On the screen on the right hand side is our controller device. From our dashboard on the bottom right hand side of our screen is remote control. This is what you're going to need to click on once you've got the room code. You'll receive a pop-up window that gives you three ways to enter in the room. The first way is with a copy of the QR code saved in your gallery. The middle option lets you open your camera and take a picture of the QR code. And the third and final way is manually typing in the room code. The way we're going to be connecting is with the QR code, so we're going to click on the middle button. This will open our camera up with the QR code reader. All you need to do is take a photo of the QR code. You'll notice the screen on the left-hand side, which is connected to our Coyote 3, is now saying remote receiver. You'll also notice that you'll be given far less options to be able to control your Coyote 3. To change your Coyote 3's base levels, all you need to do is click on the numbers that are located either side of the battery life indicator. This will take you back to this screen here, which will let you make those adjustments. Underneath is your intensity reader. This is the level that your controller is using to control your Coyote 3. When we set our base levels when we created the room, we set the range from 20 to 84 on channel A. On the B channel, we set it from 20 to 80. So if we push the plus and minus buttons on either of the indicators, it will move it up one level. So if the intensity level reader reads 3 or 4 or 5 or whatever the number, it's that plus 20. So the maximum number that will be indicated in the reader is 64, because the base level is set to 20 plus the 64, which makes it 84. Hopefully I've made that make sense and not made it more confusing. Underneath is the words another, harder, softer, and that's the spot. These words are displayed under each channel, and they can be used within the app to send quick messages. Now, there is no other instant message feature within the app, but these are good quick messages that you can send to the person controlling your toy. That's about as much control as you have whilst your Coyote 3 is being controlled. What we're now going to take a look at is the right-hand side of the screen, which is the controller. At the top of the screen are two play buttons, one for channel A and one for channel B. As I have an attachment plugged into channel A, I'm going to push on the play button above it. Now I can click on the plus and minus button to increase or decrease the intensity levels. Now, something you may be wondering is, how do I know whether it's working or not? This little icon here tells you that there's an attachment plugged into the channel. As you can see, this little icon is black. When a circuit has been made, the icon will turn yellow, and you'll be able to see this on both devices. What I'll do now is push on the plus button, and you'll see the intensity level raises on both devices. You may experience a slight bit of lag depending on how you're both connected to the internet. Another thing the controller can use is the preset waveforms that come with the DG Lab app. The darker yellow waveforms are ones that we've used in the past, whilst the bright yellow one is the one we're currently using. We can also use some of the features that are available within the solo mode. If we click on the fingerprint that's located next to the intensity level, we can bring up the touchscreen pad. And if we click on the microphone, we'll be able to bring up our media library and be able to play music. As I said earlier on, if the receiver wants to go harder or softer, all they need to do is tap on the screen, and you'll notice in the top right hand side that the messages are displayed above each channel. If either the controller or the receiver want to end the session at any time, all they need to do is click on the back arrow in the top left hand side of the screen. A notification window will pop up, and all they need to do is click on the OK button. If you have found this video useful so far, please do hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Please do share this video with other people so they can learn how to use the DG Lab app. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a DG Lab Coyote 3, then there is a link in the description below. So there you have it, guys. That's how you can have your DG Lab Coyote 3 controlled by the long distance feature within the DG Lab app. If you have been inspired to buy yourself a Coyote 3 from DG Labs, then there is a link in the description below. It is an affiliate link. It doesn't cost you any more to use, but it does give me a very small percentage of their profits should you buy something. If you have got any questions, feel free to drop them in the comments box below on my blog, or come and find me on social media. All those links are also listed in the description below. That's it for this video, guys. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that like and subscribe button and notification bell for future videos. Until next time, peace out.